Pasha Mishpatim, you have the Pasha of Amar Riyya. So the Ab is Mishpat Bite Ketana for Amar Riyya. So the father is going to have to sell his daughter Ketana for Amar Riyya to be as though he's an Eved, a slave to someone for money. It's a fluke in between an Eved Riyya and Amar Riyya, but basically that's what Amar Riyya is. The Rambam pegged out Hilch Tavadim, Loch Beis, as a Chiddush, that Eina Ab Vashoy Limka Svitei Elam Kin Handi Vilei Nishalei Klum. Father is not allowed to sell his daughter for Amar Riyya, only if he's such an Ani, such an Araman, he has nothing. He has nothing left. I think this Rambam shows us that the Din of selling an Amar Riyya is not shown to do bad to the girl, to the Ketana. Maybe it's actually doing her a favor. If the house is such an Ani, such an Araman, the father, he doesn't have Pasha what to feed her, he doesn't have what to give you what to eat, he doesn't have what to give him so maybe it's better for her to be an Amar Riyya by somebody else than to be in a house with such an Tzuke Aniyat. That's what will come out from this Rambam. But the Ketz Mishpat Shtelitz, what's the Mok of the Rambam? Where did Rambam get this from? There's no Gemara like that. And Pashad Amar Riyya is anyone's going to have to sell an Amar Riyya, even a rich man. So the Ketz Mishpat wants to say, the Mok of the Rambam is the famous Gemara Kedushin, of Sof HaMan Alam, from the Gehya Shfiyas. The famous Gemara says, Kama Kosha Vakash HaShfiyas, how serious is the Einish HaShfiyas. I think we're talking about a person that's chayyur to pay a shviyas. You're not allowed to do business to pay a shviyas. Shviyas is supposed to be hefka. And the Gemara says, a person is over the issa of chayyur, other noisim and noisim pay a shviyas, a person is over the issa of chayyur to shviyas, mustaif meich metalton, in the end is, he'll sell all his movable possessions, with the doisav and all his fields, but achakach meich abitai. And the end is, he'll have to sell his daughter. So he'll look to get the mishnah, and here you see that a person is not meich abitai, unless he's such an Araman, he lost everything, he sold everything else. But to me, it's a shver, this makkah, because this chazal is only telling you the einish of a person that does schayr perishviyas, that he'll lose everything else, he meiches bitay. It doesn't mean that a person's not going to do it without this. Lamashal, the seder dvarim is, that's the chayr d'diyak. The seder dvarim is first he sells him the talpun of his daisav, and then meiches bitay. Kes mishma simi dayak, until he sells him talpun and his daisav, he cannot sell his bitay. So, would you mean Medayek? That he can't sell his soda until he sells the talpun also? You can say, first, all the way from the talpun, that's when you first, you're not going to sell your soda, you're not going to sell your real estate, your property, until you sell your talpun, there's no such thing. So, the same thing, a chari person could sell bitay even before he sells his talpun and soda. It's a shred discussion mission to me. I saw in the Sefer Kiyas Melech from Chaim Kanevsky. Chaim Kanevsky is the most of the Sefer that he is Mamma Kremis, Rabbi Rambam, that the Mexicans don't give. And none of the Mexicans give this Marmokam, but he says, the Mokam of the Rambam is the Ferish Tesefta, and Erechin Perkei Halacha Gimel. Take out Tesefta. Tesefta says the Ferish. The Eran Mashoy, the Mkaspito, Yam Kinheni. Tesefta does end off that in case someone is an Oisha and he sells Bitoy, it Mocha Mocha, but the evidence Mocha. But this Halacha that's also he did something wrong, the Chazal said he's not going to do it unless you know, that's what they said. So there's a Chayesh on the Ketz of Mishnah. Why isn't the Ketz of Mishnah being this Chayesh of Tesefta for Makkah? So I was thinking, maybe the Ketz of Mishnah did not have the Tesefta on Erechim. Everything was in Saviyad, and then today we have computers, and I went to look on what they call Ba'ilan. I searched on the Ketz of Mishnah in Gans Rambam, in that computer, and I looked for Tesefta, and Pashtetzvach, the Ketz of Mishnah quotes hundreds of Teseftas. Maybe more than hundreds of Teseftas, but I haven't seen any place that he quotes the Teseft in Erchen. He never mentions the Teseft in Erchen, so it could be that he didn't have the Teseft in Erchen. Okay. One of the dinim of Amar Riyya, when someone sells his daughter Ketana to be an Amar Riyya slave, is din of Yud. That the other, the master advisor, the Torah says, anytime he wants, he can be miyayed her and make her his wife. He doesn't have to, even though she's a regular Bat Yisrael, and Amar Riyya is very much so. Normally, Bat Yisrael, you have to do Kedushin, you have to do either Kesher Shtar B, you have to do Maisa Kedushin. So it says you don't need a Maisa Kedushin on Amar Riyya. Once you've gone on Amar Riyya, now you can be Miyayah, it's called, and just appoint her to be your wife, and she becomes your wife. And so it says you can also be Miyayah Benoi, even for a son, you can be Miyayah, make her the son's wife.
Mitzvah.
It's a Mitzvah also. It's a Mitzvah Yid, right. The Gemara in Kedushin, that Yiches, and the Rambam in Pegdal and Chesavod Mochaches, They the Gemara explains that the word yada means circle idea. You have to be idea the Amar Riyya that you're making. That's what yada means. You have to be idea and let her know. Bemis in the Gemara's Machaik is who you idea. You idea the father that sold her, that okay, that like, and the Chayyid is far would be like by Ketana, Kedushin is always telling the father. I mean, I tell you, a father's Mekadosh Mitiktana. The father can choose who the husband is, and he can do the Maisa Kedushin, accept the Kesef or Shtar from the husband through Mekadosh's daughter. So the same thing, by year, you have to tell the father. One of them says, no, once he's sold already, he's a little bit out of the picture, and you miyad, you tell the daughter, you make the daughter that she's becoming your wife. That's what miyad means. There's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos what miyada means. Rashi says that it's more than just being medea. Rashi, that your test says that you have to be medea, you have to get her rotzen. You have to be medea her and get her rotzen that she's masking to become your wife. But being the time and Tosfos in the beginning of the parak is dafei medal and the Tosfos the masking shkenish and it's chelik. Being the time says no, you don't need to do rotzen by Yom Maria. You just medea. You just let her know. So it'll come out in the machlokes we said before in the Gemara, who you medea? You medea the father, you medea the daughter, will be also machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. If you hold that you medea the father, it's machlokes Rashi and bring the time, does it mean that you need the rotzen of the father, or you just let him know? You let him know, you notify him that you're marrying the daughter, or if the Hedah goes to the daughter, according to Rashi, it'll be you need the rotzen of the daughter, and according to every time, you don't need the rotzen. So I'm thinking that Mecharia, since we have one mandama that holds, that yid is to the daughter, you have to get your medea the daughter. It's a bit of shver, Rashi Shita, that yid means you have to need the rotzen. Because what shveh rotzen of a ketana? Ketana don't have das. If you learn that, like a bainer tam, this one is the hidog goes to the father, okay, then you can like Rashi, that yid means you need to get the rotzen of the father. The father's a gadol, he could have das, and he could have rotzen. Or if you learn like a bainer tam, that you don't need rotzen, you just need a, yid just means hidog, just let them notify them that you're being miyayah. So then it'd be good if it's according to both mandamim, whether the yid is to the daughter or to the father, you can be medea ketana also. But if yid means ratzin, you need ratzin, it's a bit so shver. How does Rashi understand how do you have ratzin with a cotton? A cotton doesn't have that. In the Gemara that you test in the Aleph, there's a big machlokes, which is, I think, very excited the machlokes is understanding how yid works. The machlokes is, do you say moisture ishenish kedushin it, no or not? There's one mandama that learns the whole yisoid of yid, the whole kedushin of yid is that we say the moisture yishenis, the first money that you gave to buy the maviyah, that's the kesef kedushin. Sadab shad is no kesef kedushin over here. You gave money when you bought the maviyah, and that money will be the kesef kedushin. That's the one mandama. And the other mandama says no, moisture yishenis lab kedushin. The first money was not the kedushin. The first money was given to buy the maviyah. That was not the kedushin. It's just the zayas akasta. The Torah says the maviyah does not need kesef kedushin. The maviyah does not need my kedushin. She's just you just mekadosha. What's nafkamina? Nafkamina Gemara says if you have to have a pruta left v'yem achren. Because if you hold moisture shen kedushin, the pshat is that money I gave you then will be the kesef kedushin now. But that when I do the kedushin, when I do the year, there has to be something left to use it. Because if it was paid off, in case she paid off with her work, then there's nothing left. So for example, let's say a person bought Amaviyah. Amaviyah is always for 6 years. For 6 years, she goes to have one of these seats of Amaviyah's Vishesh, or when she's in Skabel, or when she becomes the Bein Samanim, when she becomes Samanim. But let's say it's for 6 years. A little girl, he bought Amaviyah for 6 years. And you make a cheshbon that he bought for, let's say, a few thousand prutas, and the cheshbon comes out, let's say, a pruta per day. One pruta per day. So by the last day, there's still one pruta left. But once we go into the last day, we're a few hours into the last day, there's not even a pruta left. So according to Mandam, you cannot do a year that last day, those last few hours. Because even if you're still on Maria, but there's no money left, then there's no money left to do Kedushin. But if you hold the Mandam, it's just a Zaysa custom that I'm a Vigamiyah, you don't have to have a pruta left. Those last few hours, she's still on Maria, till the end of the last day. So those last few years ago, see Mekadosh, that's Nafkamina. Another Nafkamina, Mecher would be, is Mechogis in the Gemara, that he tests, if a father sells his daughter for an Amaviyah, and then the father goes and he's Mekadosh. He accepts, one of the things that, one of the powers the father has over his daughter's hand is to sell his Amaviyah, and he could also be accept the Kedushin. So first he sells it to Reuven, and then he accepts Kedushin for her from Shimon. So according to one mandama, according to Reshav Yehuda, we say Sichik ba'odayin and Mekadesh HaShasheni. We can laugh at the master and she becomes Mekadesh, she's married to the second guy. Because if the master would have done Chafran the Yid right away, it would be his wife. But since he didn't do Yid quick enough, and the father already sold her, the Mekadesh, the condition of the first one is Chaf. Now the Chalmachal, that once he sold her, the master can always be Miyayda. So some of the Rishonim is in the Shita Ngoidein Del Navi, is one of the Rishonim on Kedushin, says in the Tesis of Rosh, says it also comes up in Feir, says the Chayyur, this Machayyur should be telling the Machayyur whether Moshe Rishonim is the Kedushin on it. If you hold Moshe Rishonim in the Kedushin it knew, that means that the Chayyur that there was Kedushin on Machayyur, and then you, and the father cannot sell her anything. It cannot be Mekadusha. She's already...
But
you still need money left. It's supposed to be miyayed. Once you miyayed, then we sing on my prayer on the chayyur that.
But if there won't be any money yet left.
Then we're right. And if I'm ready, there won't be any, and there won't be a put left. The father can catch someone else. But if you hold that, if you hold like the other one, the Moshe Shem's obligation, it doesn't work with the original money. It's just time as there's a custom that the father can, that the other, inside the master can be Mekadisha. Then the chayyur, the father, could yet see Mekadosha, because until the master, the other is Mekadosha, she's not Eishes Ish, and the father can still accept the condition.
When the father tells, he doesn't lose Maisi Yadayim, he loses everything.
But the Gemara says that it's a Machoikis, whether he loses the Koyach to be, that could be the Machoikis, with Stamza he lost it. He could. It's Machlokes and Gemara. One of them says, even though he sold it, it's still his daughter, and he can still be Mekadosh.
It can still be made for the daughter.
Yeah, he showed the Meshach Chasman, Hashem Matei.
She's working
for
someone else.
He can be made for the daughter.
Yeah, he can be made for the daughter.
Yeah, it's not going away.
No, but then the guy that bought her is always going to lose out.
That's the Gemara. You laugh at the master, you laugh at him, you lost it, you paid for it, and you lost it because you're not Mekadosh.
What if he Mekadosh into somebody else in the meantime? He's decided to marry her and he doesn't have to inform the father.
The other
thing goes head does be it. Now he's committed adultery.
If the other thing does?
If the master bought, right?
Right.
And he decides, since he doesn't have to necessarily with some uncles, what he has to do.
If you hold that, you hold that master could be miyayin?
Yeah,
and a family, and a family, and a family.
No, if the guy first went and sold her to somebody else and hasn't told him yet, what kind of situation would that allow?
We'll talk about that in a minute. Something similar. Right. Again, Poshit, the Machoikis, where the Moshe Rishon is the Kedushin, is Machoikis, where the Kedushin happened on Machreya. But my when you're miyayid, you're saying that the money I gave was not just to buy for an amaviyah, it was kedushin. That's why the second kedushin is not chal. And the mandama holds Moshe Rishonim, so that's not kedushin, it will hold this kedushin, is not mafreya. But again, according to mandama that holds Moshe Rishonim and kedushin, it means that the kedushin happens in mafreya, the shas is seen as moyed. But Eben Ezel, the Bissi Zalman in Eben Ezel, pegged down because of the machazayin, doesn't go that way. He says it's not mistabi. He says, even according to mandama Moshe Rishonim's kedushin, it doesn't mean that the Kedushin was a Mafreya. It only means that the time I gave you the Moshe Rishonim is that gave a Koyach and a Schus for me to be Miyayda. Later, when I'll be Miyayda, I had the Koyach and the Schus from that time. And I guess you have to learn according to Mr. Zalman, that Koyach and the Schus is just my Neyat Yisus Kedushin. If you hold Moshe Rishonim's Kedushin, that means since I had that Koyach and the Schus from that time.
The money is not around.
But it doesn't mean, and still you have to have the money around. But it gives me the schus to use that money later on. I guess it gives me the schus to use that money later on. That's why you still have to have a puta left.
You need the money around.
You need the money. You need to have some. You have to have a puta left. If she paid off all the money with work, and there wasn't a puta left, like we said, the last day is only a few hours left. There's not a puta left. You won't have that schus. But it's only even the schus. It's not mamash from Afreya. That's what this is almost tiny being done from Chaim. Also, as Rebbe Chaim says it also in the Sefer.
This money around is as close to Kinyon.
Yeah,
they talk about it.
Yeah,
the Gemara says it's a Makash Mil. The Gemara says Kasha, if you're using that money, it should be Makash Mil. So the Gemara wants to say, it's like Makash Mil, the Sheikh of the Mashke. It's like Makash Mil, it's not from Makash Mil. But like a opponent, that's what the Gemara wants to tell you that it's not Mamash Mafeya. But then it says, it's a Shrey, it doesn't even mention it. In the Vishrayim, it seems to be very clear that the Kedushin is Mamash Mafeya. There's a Rajra, Tafi Tefshim, Lishami, Tesserash says this, and the one that says it the most clear is the Miri. The Mechasina says it also. The other one says that no. The whole Moshe Rishonim is Kedushin with you. It's Mamash Mafreya. I had two kashas that learned that's Mamash Mafreya. My first kasha was, which is Mamash like a Zam. First of all, like Vienison was saying, it'll come out if you hold Moshe Rishonim with Kedushin, it means Mamash Kedushin Mafreya, that if someone is born on this ship, on this Amavriya, before he does the Yid. And then the master of the Zir will come out, the guy was like the Znusvadesh says, should be Chayav Mitzah. It's difficult telling him to say that the person will be Chayav Mitzah on such a thing. And then my next problem was that Kedushin is more than just giving money. Kedushin is an amir. He's a Kedushin that, hey, that's saying Hariyat Mekadesh Asli is market. You can't just do a Maitre Kedushin. You have to say Hariyat Mekadesh Asli with the Bazu, or Hariyat Mekadesh Asli with Shtazu, or B'viyazu. You have to say it. And they all talk about what the market is, but the Gemara seems very clear in many, many places that the Amira is market. So over here, he didn't do an Amira until later. You could say maybe that the money was the mice, the condition was the Kasef, and the Amira is later when he does the year. He says, Ariat Miyadisli, or Ariat Mikadeshisli. The Amira is later, but there was no Amira in Mafreya. So how can you say it's not Mishum Mafreya? That's why someone was talking like it was a Zaman. But again, the Rishonim, there's a Rajman, there's a Rosh, and a Miri, there's also Mechafinach, and others that Nemon that it means Mamishum Mafreya. And the one that says it the most clear is the Miri. The Miri appears that he managed to use a mashal to a Gemara in Kedushin that's in Testament Beis. The Gemara says, Mekashas Isha Ma'achshav Lachash Lashim Yoyim. If a person is Mekashas Isha, now Lachash Lashim Yoyim. So Rashi explains, it means that I'm going to be Mekashas you now if I still want it after Shashim Yoyim. In other words, the husband's giving himself a back door, a way out, that if I change my mind, it's like a Tanai. It's only in Kedushin, I still want it after Shashim Yoyim. The din is, after Shashim Yoyim, it's a Tanai, it's Mekayim the Tanai, and he still wants it, then the Mafreya, it was a Kedushin. And she says, Shashim. And the Gemara says, according to Shmuel, at least, that if a person is Mekashim, after Shashim Yoyim, and in between someone else is Mekadosh, and then after 30 days he says, I want her, the second Kedushin is nothing, because the first Kedushin is Kedushin of Mafreya. So to me, that's Pshan the Torah. That's what the Torah gave over here. The Torah said, when you're Mekadosh, when you buy an Amaviyah, it's like Mekadosh Me'achshav Ukeshe Yetzah. The Torah gave you the right, it's a Kedushin now, if you want it. So anytime you want it, you do Yid, it becomes a Kedushin. The Mi himself says that maybe there's a Shiva Chilik, because by Mekadosh Me'achshav Lachal Amad Yoyim, you gave it Zman Kotzov, you gave it an exact amount of time. You said, Mekadosh now, if I still want it in 30 days, you gave it set time. By Yid, the Torah is not giving any set time, it could be any time during the season of. But the Mi says, you know what? In Echnami, Mekadosh Me'achshav Lachal Amad Mestam Zav Davka told me in time. A person says, I'm Mekadosh Me'achshav, look at She'etza, that if, as long as one day I say, I still want it. And you don't give a set time. It could be even 3 years later. I say I want it, then it's Mekadosh Me'achshav. It's not going to tell
them. And Me'achshav Lachal Amad, Mekadosh is what he says it originally.
So he's saying the Torah said that. He's explaining how Yid works.
So does he have to say
Hayat
later on?
Yeah. So, and if you hold it as a chazara, then the second one chapter the first. Be first. Shmuel is the one that says it's no suffix, it's vadi, it's nai. And perhaps passing like Rab, but I think the Miri is just using like derech moshel. He's explaining over here the Torah is saying mitam vadi, that's tonight. So zoybi tonight. That's how the Miri explains it. That it's a, when you buy an amavi, it's like a kedushin al tonight that you want to be miyaleya. Yeah. So what about our kasha that we have that mirror? How could you say that it's a Mafreya Mamish? There was no Amir. The Teretz is, you have to say, there was an Amir to buy the Amir. But every can you talk it out, you have to say it. You say that you're buying the Amir. That Amir of saying buying the Amir, that's the Amir for Kedushin. Because Nichlal in the Amir that you're being created in the Amir is Nichlal the Dinyid. It's Kedal the Pashaviyid, so it's included. So later when you say, Hariyat Miyadisli, that's like the Ratzin later. Which makes the Mafreya your Amira then, and your Moyes Rishon's tradition would be Kedushin. And our other kasha was, it'll come out that if a person's born on Amaviyah before Yid, and then later the Master's Niyayah, it'll come out he was Chayav Nisa. The Torah says, Echnami, he'll be Oyvabal Ishish, maybe be Chayav Nisa, but then it says, in practicality, he won't be Chayav Nisa because he probably didn't have Hasura. You have to have Hasura, and then the Hasura will be Hasura Sophic. It's the Musa Gemara Makas after Zayin Mabez, that'll be Hasura Sophic, whether the other will be Miyad or not. But another nafkaminuch would be about Mamzeris. It's only born in Zama Avriya before the Yid, and then the Master does the Yid. According to my Dhamma Bhai Sushan, the tradition isn't known according to all the Rishonim, not like it was Zaman, that say it's Mamash Mafreya, or come out of Mafreya who was born in Eshashish, and even if he's not Chayav Misa, there's no Asura, but Mamzeris is not totally an Asura. Mamzeris is a Matzis, so come out of be Mamzeris, it's Shtukapella. But that's the Chayav Rubi. The Gemara in Kedushin, if your testament day says that the Shas Yid, when a person is...
You also have a coin too?
Because of Zayna. Because Zayna, Yen Shammai, that's not telling us, sir. There'll be no enough community, there should be also the coin. Right. The Gemara Kedushin at the Test of Day says that Bishas Yir, the Odoin says, is actually a shayin of the, if the Master says it or the Ben says it, but Pashto says the Odoin, the Master says to the Amma, Hariyat Megadesh Asli, or Hariyat Megadesh Asli, Bifnei Beit Edom. He has to say in front of two Edom. Every Kedushin has to be in front of two Edom, and every Dabba Shabbat, and Dabba Shabbat, Pashto Shnayim, Yir has to be in front of two Edom. He has to say Hariyat Megadesh Asli, in front of two Edom. In fact, if Nei Yeshua Kasha, according to Mandam and Moshe Rishonis and Lushin, it knew you should need two Edom b'shasi buy them every year, and there's no such thing. You can buy them every year without Edom. On the Chayyur, according to Mandam and Moshe Rishonis and Lushin, it knew, especially the way Rishonim are learning, that's the Mitzvah Kedushin. The Chayyur should need two Edom then. To me, it's a little schwer. The Boyzman issue is asking the cash according to the Mandama Moise Rishon Kedushin. Even according to the Mandama Moise Rishon Nava Kedushin, it knew Machayr buying an Amavir should be a Dabash Beva. According to the other Mandama, it's just exactly the Kosov that any Amavir you have the right to be Makadish without a Maise Kedushin. So, but it'll come out that buying an Amavir are Chaychas in the Dabash Beva. Buying an Amavir is the first step. When you buy an Amavir, it's something which has a Koyach. So which has a koyach to give the other right to be mekadisha without a mitzvah condition, that also should be a davar shebeva. A chari she has to cash for the holidays. If Neshu doesn't ask it that way, you hear what I'm asking? If Neshu, he said only if you hold most of the same condition, why don't you need to aid them b'shat giving the buying division of
Rabbi?
What? On that schus, why don't you have to, why don't you need to aid them on the chalois? That's also chalois. Without that, then what you're doing later, some guy talking to Shira Mekadishli about mitzvah condition. You did something. I realize, but the end of Shabbat Shnayim to create any chalois. So what you did later was only something because of the original. If a person did not buy them every year, the person goes over to a Bat Yisrael and says, "Hariyat Megadesh Asli," without a Maaseh Kedushin, it's nothing. Hariyat Megadesh Asli is nothing, right? The fact this is a mitzvah that this Odin could go over to the Bat Yisrael and just say, "Hariyat Megadesh Asli," "Hariyat Megadesh Asli," she comes right. So the shepherd is now. But we learned it's but my prayer was a mice in the scene. So why don't you need to aid him on that and that? It's not possible to bother the Kasha. You understand if Neshua. If Neshua understood it, well, even if Neshua understood it, he asked for Kasha, put him on the Moshe Shanshu. I'm asking for everybody. Even if you don't hold Moshe Shanshu, it's not telling the money. It's just there's a cluster that you could be Makash Nisha without my solution. That should Okay, that's the Shukasha. The doesn't answer that way. I was even thinking that when you buy an Abedivri, maybe you should have to have two Adam. We don't, because when you buy an Abedivri, you create a din deis mutter b'shef kananis. Why isn't that also Dabash Abedivri? Right?
Created
Kininissa, which is Mati. Right? The Teres is Mevishef kananis, not called Dabash Abedivri, because it's only Chavi Lavin, well, we'll be Mati Chavi Lavin, maybe it's not called Dabash Abedivri. Okay. In the Gemara Kedushin at Yecheslan days in the Sugi Yid, we have a Machlokes Tanoim, and we pass like the Chum that a person cannot buy an Amar Vriya who's an Eved to him, that he cannot do Yid. A person cannot buy Lamashal Chayes Chamoisai, or Shushum Bikhtan, would be a better example, or Deidotai, or an aunt who's an Eved to him, someone that he's not on that, no Sugi Yid, he cannot marry, he cannot buy an Amar Vriya. And even though you're not Machlokes to do Yid, but you have to have someone that you're able to do yid. If you cannot do yid with this person, then there's no then you cannot buy for number three. So what's Pshat in the Gemara? So I was thinking the Gemara was going to explain. I was thinking the Chayyur should be go with the cloud korei lebinga ain binga makereska v'chosh ain binga lebinga binga makereska. It's a famous cloud of the Shas. It starts with the Mishnah Menachos. After Kimmel and Beis, the Mishnah says that chachinga is a din of bila by Menachos. That's where binga comes from. When you make a korei mincha with soyinus and shemen, you're supposed to be boiling. You're supposed to mix it together. And the Mishnah says, if you don't mix it together, it's not ma'akiv. If you just brought the, pour the shemen on the soilus, you did not mix it, and you brought it, you didn't do it right, but you ate it. Yes, you don't, the ingel is not ma'akiv. But the Mishnah does say, the mincha cannot be more than 60 esrainim of soilus and one luk shemen. Because up to 60 esrainim of soilus and one luk shemen, you're able to mix. But if you brought more soilus, you brought 61 esrainim of soilus, and one look shemen, that's too much flour and too little oil, it does not mix. And if it does not mix, then already the whole meal is possible. So notice, the Mishnah is saying this cloud, if you're able to mix it, it's the right proportion to be able to mix it, then being is not market. But chosh ain't real being, but if it's such a thing that you cannot even mix if you try, then being is market. So what's pshat in this call? And we use this by many places in Japan. So there's a taste in Kedushin that afachayis mashmas this exists a custom, but there's bam and babasa peyam for days. It says as far as like this. He says something that Torah says the chachim you should do. Maybe it's not ma'akid. It's not ma'akid. But it tells you what the tzura of the Kavar Mincha is. So it's telling you, since the Torah gave Mitzvah Bila, it's telling you what is the Kavar Mincha. Kavar Mincha is something that you can do Bila. If you can't do Bila, that's not the Kavar Mincha that Torah is talking about. If it's more than 60, 61 Australian Asayimus and one Luke Shemin, you cannot do Bila, that's not the Kavar Mincha that Torah is talking about. As a man, I think that that's the pshat over here also. That the Torah, you don't have to do Yid. But what is Nam Avriya? Nam Avriya is something that you could do Yid. That's the tzur of an Amriya. That's what I was talking about. Okay, that's pshat. The Mishkan of Pekdan Chazavod Moch Yidam says the Shein Shaina. What about Achis Ishtay? Achis Ishtay, his wife's sister, is the only Eved that has a Heta, Lachamisa. All other Arayas don't change Lachamisa. L'moshel Bas Ishtay, a person marries a woman who had a child from a previous marriage. That daughter is an Evitim. Even if his wife dies, Basishtha remains Asa. Chamoisa, his mother-in-law, even if his wife's mother, even if his wife dies, the mother remains Asa forever. It doesn't change the fact that the wife died. But Basishtha is the one ever, which is Chayav Karis, that if the wife dies, the sister is Mutter. The person's not to marry his sister-in-law, his wife's sister.
Well, mother.
Well, that's Mr. Yibam, that's the other one. That'll be another case. His brother's wife will always be us, even if the brother dies, except that it's Mr. Yibam, the brother's our children. But again, Rafes Ishtay is the one ever that we know something in Chomim that after the wife died, Rafan's son, they married the wife's sister. Some people say, with his children, seems to be practical that the children know the aunt, and the aunt has a family to the children, it's the sister's children, that's one of the reasons why the Torah was Mati, this is a little bit of a practical thing. But the Rakhapanim, cut the Mishnah now, can a person buy a Chais Ishtay for Namariya? That's a Shaila. And he brings it right from the Shami one way, and the Shirik Karbin on the Shami, and the Shami the other way. But basically, that's a Shaila. And I think the Shaila is telling this, is this called Roy Labila? Do you say that right now it's a Chais Ishtay and when you're buying her and it's not Roy, but since it's theoretically possible that his wife would die and you mut to him and you've been laughing me at her, that's called Roy Labila. That could be the shangle. Well, do you say no, right now it's Asa and like they say, you can't kill your wife.
Mishlamach.
This Gemara that says that you cannot buy someone's an heir to you, you cannot do yid, you cannot even buy it for an amavriya. So we explained, even though you're not mechir do yid, but have to be able to do yid. What about a chais ishtay? So I said the mishnah. So I'm thinking that maybe you should be telling this shayla also with the moisur shenis kedushin etnu. That machlokes in the Gemara. If you hold moisur shenis kedushin etnu, you need at the time you bought the amavriya mechir a chalais kedushin. To a certain extent, that all the way the Miri explained, it's a chalis kedushin me'akshav lachalam. It's a chalis kedushin now. Okay, but if it's an achais ishtay at that time, how can you say moisur shenis kedushin etnu? Right. You want to say if you know like a zaman that it's only a schus, so maybe you could say that schus could even be in the eva because for later when she becomes nice to eva. But if you hold mamash, it's mamash and mafreya, the way the Miri learned, and even the Miri was mafreya. We're explaining everything was mafreya. How could you have anything happen? The shashim is zachis ishtay. It's mustafa to say really that even the way of the zaman learned that the chayy should not be able to even chap a schus and a kayach to make a dushin on someone who right now is in eva. Same reason as Tzvi's Kedushin, it should be Menea, the Tzvi's of the Schus and Kayach also. So this will all be Mestaba that really, that Achais Ishtay, you cannot buy for Namavriya. But the Ma'ik says Mishmach says it, and someone in Yishami that you can buy Achais Ishtay for Namavriya. In the din of Yid, again, the Torah says Yid is for the master or for his son. The person who's Miyayid Namavriya to be his wife or to be his son's wife. So according to Mandam, Moshe Hashem with Kedushin at Nu, you have to say that Moshe Hashem was given Kedushin for his son.
He
was given for his son. And it worked like Midin Kedushin Midin Eveknani. That's famous again, Kedushin of Zayin Amalal, the Gemara says, the Chiddush, that Kedushin can be with someone Kesvede Echeirim. That Ruben Kim Kashanisha and Hil Shimon tell someone else, give her the money, give her the ring. Shimon can use his money and give it to the Isha and live in Kseir, her Akbizeshusli, with this money that my friend Shimon is giving you. That works. And we learned it out from Evi Kanani. Just like Evi Kanani goes out free by giving money himself, because that's the Kesef they ask him, like, oh, Kesef they Echeim, or someone else could pay the money to the fee. The same thing, Kedushin could be Ade Echeim. Back to Kneishu and Kedushin, that Zayan and Aleph, at the end of the Gemara Shom Evi Kanani, effects Kneishu and Kasha, why does the Gemara and Kedushin have to learn out this Chiddush that you can be Kasha and Isha with someone else paying the money from Evi Kanani? It's a little bit from left field. The Gemara is a little searching for Mokka, and the Gemara is a Mokka from Evi Kanani, a whole different Pasha. Why don't we learn out from Yid? According to my name, Moshe Shem Sekedushin, it knew you have to give the money to make the Kedushin of Yid, and you see, you could do it for your son also. The fact that you could do Kesef Ayidei the father to be Miyai for the son, that should teach you the Kedushin of Deachayim. As I affected Yeshua. The Zayda speaks about this in the Sefer, but to me, I think the Teretz is very cautious. The Teretz is that from Yid, you would only learn a Kedush that a father could do it for his son. A father could, under the chuppah, the father could give the ring to the kala for his son. And the son could say, I'm a kadesh asli with this ring my father gave you. But you don't see from Yid, my kid. Yid does not work for anyone else. The other cannot be Miyai to anyone else. Where do you see that you can't get to anyone else?
Can't
be
you like the kasha better than yeah, I thought it was a good thing. The Yeshua asks, why do you have to learn from him? You have to learn from him tonight to teach you can do for anyone.
A father has a new koyak of.
But Ramai said, well, if you learn that from Yid, how would you learn out that a strength? You learn out that, I mean, only by Yid it's only the father, but the Etzim, you say the condition could be a day of shame, you should not have anyone. Oh, very good. Me was Bobby in Mechatan, that's what he learned.
Not because only by Yid it's only the father. The
whole
Muslim
year
is only
by. Yid
is only father, but the
Koyot Khan is outside. I guess, you understand very good. Thank you. I mean, I was bothering Muslim. I was actually bothering my Zayd also. Because my Zayd wants to answer the Kasha with the Bizzaman. It says, according to Bizzaman, the whole Kasha is not Shabbat. According to Bizzaman, the whole din of Yid is. It's not that you're Makadish because of the Echem. It's just like. Because the cost of the Torah gave you a schus. Later to do with that's Kiddush of the Torah. That's schus. That's not something to learn out to other cases. Which one is schus? But if you learn the other Yishayim, that's Mamash and Mefreya, that was the Tanei Yishu's Kasha. That was the Tanei Kasha. And I thought the text was, if you're going after me, you're only going after his son. But you've been doing this time, very good, okay. That's only a Chiddush in Yir, but that's a Muslim. That Kedush should be either Kedush and Yachayim, that you should not have. That's the Tanei Yishu's Kasha. Tanei Yishu Bach Shfeh. Tanei Yishu, the famous figure of Kedush and Aidei Yachayim is going after Mevi Kanani. It's called Kedush and Mevi Kanani. In fact, Tanei Yishu, why don't you go after me? And his life's Yachayim. The Mechas Chinuch, the Mitzvah Mem Gimel, says, Shaila, what if a person, the Shas he bought on Mavriya, his son was still cotton? Let's say his son was 11 years old, 12 years old, and a year or two later, when his son's a gadol, the father wants to be Miyayid, to be Mekavish on Mavriya, for that son. Does that work? So, cut the Mechas Chinuch, according to Mandama, Moyes Vashem Sedushin knew, and he understands, like, all the Yishayim, that's Mamash, that was the Maitse Kedushin, Mamash and Mafreya. And the way we said that it was when he's married for his son, we'll say Moshe Rishonis was Kesef Adeachayim. He didn't have a Kanani for his son. That Lachayra would not work for cotton. For example, a cotton cannot be Kesef Kedushin. Have a Shimon and another guy give the Kesef Kedushin to him. He has to be a Gadol. So the fact that the Mechasuna, how would this work? So he claims that the Rishayim would work. Lachayra and Svara it should not work. And again, we see here the Mechas Chinuch of Naminon that it's Mamash and Mafreya, not like it was wrong. The Mishnah in Kedushin, if you don't know what they says, the Norm of the V is the two ways, the Kesef and Shtah. So I was wondering, first of all, what does it mean Shtah? Shtah means a Chir Shtah without Kesef. You just write a Shtah that you makna the Sama V to somebody. Chir could even be Matana without Kesef. Chir, that's what Shtah is. Shtah is without Kesef. So if Shtah is without Kesef, how do you ever have Moshe Rishon Sedushin in you? How do you have Yid? Poshut you could have by if you couldn't have on Mavir B'shtah, L'chor you could do Yid also. There's any way you can do Yid. Okay, L'chor you could do Yid even by on Mavir B'shtah. So if you learn that Moshe Rishon is Lav Kedushin in you, the other mandam in the Gemara that says it's just exists the Kosov, she's my on Mavir, I can be Miyayra, I don't even have to have a fruit of Yamachin left. So B'shtah also, she's my on Mavir, it's exists the Kosov, I can be Miyayra. But if you learn Moshe Rishon's Kedushin, and especially the way the Yishayim learn that it's Mamash and Maise Kedushin and Mafreya, it's just like Me'ach Shalach Lama, they have to have a Ratzin for it later, and then a Mafreya, she's Mamash and Eishes Ish. But where was the money? Where's the money? So Teretz says, you could say, Shtah Rishon and Kedushin. That Shtah will be like a Shtah Kedushin. And even though it doesn't say in that standing recognition, but the fact that you wrote a Shtan Amaviyah, it's Nichlal in the Pasha of Amaviyah, this whole Indian, the way we said the Amaviyah is Nichlal in the whole Amaviyah of Amaviyah, that'll be the Shtar.
Same way in the Kesef, it wasn't said.
Right. And we said it was Nichlal, and what he said, the same thing over here. The problem is that I saw afterwards in the Beis Halevi, in Shanshu Gustavi, as a Chuva Abadiyah, Chel Gal, Simach of Gimel, Sindhavi Maslagam, that he calls the Shtar also, and he says that this should be told me in the Machoyt Sigamor, and the Kedushin of Hatayim and Aleph, Shtar Maviyah, who writes the Shtar? One man says the Odin writes the Shtar, and the other man says the Av, the father that's selling the, giving it away, the Maviyah, he writes the Shtar. So he says, Bishlam, if the Odin, if the master writes the Shtar, then you can say that Shtar was really, would be, I'm afraid, the Shtar Kedushin. But if the father wrote the Shtar, that's the halacha that the Shtar Kedushin has to be written by the Baal. You can't have the father or the girl write the Shtar. It's linked out like the Gemara says, Afhei kisikach, v'lo kisilkach. You have to take the Mais Kedush has to be from the father, the Baal has to write the Shtar. So if the Shtar Amaviyah was written by the Av, then that cannot be the Shtar Kedushin. It's like the time to base the Levi. Mr. Smith says something similar, and I still listen to Shmuelzowski, he brings down this base the Levi, Shirib Shmuel and Kedushin, speaks about it. So, Maisa, back to Akasha, if you hold most of the Shem's Kedushin, that's how Yid works, so what do you do by Shtar? And you can't say Shtar was the Shtar of Yishen and Kedushin, if the Shtar was written by the father. So I'm thinking, the Teretz is, even if the whole Amaviyah was born out of the Shtar, and Shtar was written by the father, and he was given by Matana, but Maisa, there's a Shibur of a value over here. This Amaviyah does have to work for this master, and there's a value over there. And if you break it down, like we said before, let's say she had a value of 2,000 futas for the 6 years, and I'm not doing the math right now, but it comes out to a futon yayim, that shibud will be the moisture transition. The fact that she owes this money, later the master could always use that money and say that money was the kesef kedushin. The Gemara itself explained that, sounds like mekash milva, the Gemara says mekash milva sheishna mashkin. That Mechemir is the text. Rashi and Shumash, being named yesterday, Pashim Mishpatim, says, by the Pasuk Yimug B'noi Yedena, if the master is Miyayed of his son, so Rashi says, I'm a Lord, the son says, Hayat Miyayed the Sli, you are Miyayed to me, Beketah Shekibla Adicha, with the money that his father was Makabal. So you see from Rashi that the one that says that Miyayed the Yid is the son. The Rambam is chelun. The Rambam says in Pekdan Hilchos Avodim Halachazayin, Ha'ab Oymen Lo B'Fnei Shnayim Harat Mekadesh Sabni. The father, the master, that border says, "You are Mekadesh Sabni to my son." The Chayyeh is, he said, the Nechav Mishnah speaks about this. I got to have a shtick on it on the Hagoyis, no, the Arichas on the Hagoyis I wrote on my Zedishirim and Kedushin Afi Testament. I'm an Aleph if you want to look at it. But basically, the Chayyeh, we say stick Machaykus over here. Who does the yid by his son? Is according to the Rambam, it's mashma, the father is the yid of his son, like the Pashtub Shad and Pasuk. The father is saying, how you have the yid of But according to Rashi and Chumash, it's mashma that the son is doing the yid. The Torah gave us first that the son can also do the yid, but he's like the Makadosh, he's doing the yid himself. And it might be telling in some of the things we said before. Okay, there's also a Meshachachma and Pashtmat based on the Pashtub of Afar Sa'av. But when the Ab is made for Nidavita, which he talks about in Yavir also, but I don't know about it now. It's great.